Well, good to see you all. How are we all doing this morning? Good? Yeah? That's good. I want you to look up here for a moment at the table and tell me if you notice different objects on the table. What are some of the objects you notice? Charlie? A scroll, okay? Yeah? And this is interesting because all these objects actually relate to some of the places we've been on the journey that we've been on with Jesus throughout Lent. So the scroll, where do you think the scroll, you got even green shoes, that's awesome. Where do you think the scroll, where were we when we maybe would have encountered a scroll on our journeys with Jesus? Yeah, Theo. Oh, interesting. The schools, Oh, the scrolls that got burnt up. Oh, you were thinking of a different story. Yeah, that's a really interesting one. Sam, you had an idea. Oh, something else up there. Okay, sure. You can do a different object. You see the plant. Oh, that's a special one. That's for today, and I'll get to that in a minute. So the scroll was maybe when we were at the temple with Jesus, right? Maybe there would be some scrolls at the temple. Did you think that? Good job. Yeah. What about, let's think for a minute. What about the footsteps? Walking in the wilderness. That's right. So that was our first Sunday. What about the cross? Yeah, Russell. Okay, so yeah, at Easter, the cross is going to be an important image that we'll have in our congregation. But that cross, X marks the spot. Yeah, that's the other thing that comes to mind when you look at that, doesn't it? Micah. Okay, it was one of our Sundays in Lent. Yeah, the cross was actually, there was that time. Do you remember when we were on the road with Jesus? Remember how we walked throughout the sanctuary? And then we came back and we circled back and then Jesus had this conversation with Peter about taking up your cross. So that's where that cross symbol comes from. And then the bowl, that silver bowl there, the Christ candle is sitting in it. And it's interesting because if you look in that bowl, you actually see some shimmering light. And I think that was for our service last week, which was journeying with Jesus in the dark when Nicodemus came and talked to Jesus. Okay, so we have all these different images. And yes, thank you. Who was it? Sam, did you point out the green plant? We have a green plant there today, and we're going to talk about that. I'm not going to reveal what it's about quite yet because we're going to go on another journey today. It's a journey from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, and it involves Jesus and his disciples on going on a lot of road trips again. They're walking a lot. Ugh, Sam says, ugh, again, they're on the road again. Yeah, yeah. So they actually are on the road because they're going to be going to a festival in Jerusalem. Does anybody know what the festival is? Ah, you're remembering Palm Sunday, which is going to be next week. So we're headed there. That's part of this journey. But before we get to Jerusalem, before we get to the festival of the Passover that's going to happen, we're on the road with Jesus again. And we're going to do like we did that other time where we acted it out. We're going to do some acting this morning. So I need some volunteers. Who's going to be a Philip? Oh, Micah, you don't want to be the Philip? You had your hand up and then you took it down. Russell will be Philip. Who can be an Andrew? Theo, you want to be Andrew? So we have Philip, Russell, Andrew. Andrew is Theo. Oh, very cool. Oh. You are so observant. Okay, who can be a Jesus character in our story? How about actually, I'm going to pick Hannah. Can you be our Jesus character today? Is that okay? Okay, so Hannah's going to be our Jesus character. And then guess what? There are also crowds in this story. And who do you think the crowds are this morning? Well, they're all acting. See? They're all here. They're all the crowds. Yeah. Okay, so we have Philip and Andrew and Jesus and then the crowds. And then I need, this is going to sound funny, I need some Greeks. Anybody going to be some Greeks? Look at these Greeks that we got. Lots of volunteers. Okay, so we'll do Sam and Isaac and Hugh and Micah. Okay. And yeah, you can too, Landon, for sure. It's all good. Okay, so let's get up here. Actually, Ron, do you mind getting me the wireless mic? Because I need to go on a journey and this is not going to reach. Okay.
All right, so here we go. So Hannah, you follow me because I'm gonna help you. So we're traveling the countryside of Bethany. Look at all these crowds. They're trailing along with us as well. They're traveling too. Here are the crowds. Oh, and you know what? Jesus says, "Hey everyone, my disciples, we're gonna stop at Mary and Martha and Lazarus's house because we want to have something to eat. So we're gonna go over here. Here's Mary and Martha and Lazarus's house." And guess what Martha says when they come in? She says, "I'm so happy to see you all. I have just baked some delicious whole wheat bread." And Jesus says, "Oh, I love your whole wheat bread, Martha." And they sit down and they eat a dinner. And Martha says, "Yeah, this is from my own whole wheat, my own wheat that I harvested. I used this to make this bread." And everybody really enjoyed the meal. So at this point, Jesus and his disciples say, "Okay, well, you know what? We need to hit the road again. Mary and Martha and Lazarus, you want to come along?" "Sure," they say, "yeah." So they're going to come with us too. So we're going to keep traveling. And Hannah, remember, you're in front and the disciples are following you, yeah? Now, Hannah, stop here for a second. Look, I think, you know, this is interesting. I think maybe Jesus might have been traveling along the way. And, you know, it would have been the time of year where the wheat was growing. It was in a pretty good place because by Pentecost, which is 40 days after Easter, they're harvesting the wheat, okay? So I think the wheat might have been in a position where it was starting to grow. And I think Jesus, even though this looks finished and dried, we're going to pretend it looks maybe green. I think Jesus walked past the wheat and stopped for a minute. And all the disciples were going, "What's Jesus doing? Like, it's just a wheat field. What's he up to?" But I think, actually, Theo, can you hand that to Hannah? Let's not put that in her mouth, okay? But we won't hand that one to Hannah. Yeah. Okay. And I think Jesus picked a little sprig of wheat there ahead and maybe saved it, okay? So you hold on to that, okay? And then we're going to keep walking some more. So we pass the wheat field. So Hannah, you go out in front, and all the disciples are following. But this is where things get a little bit tricky. So disciples, I need you. So where's my Philip and Andrew? Who was that again? Russell and Theo. Okay, you two are here. Now, who were the Greeks? Okay. Yep. So Hannah, I'm going to need you to go to the front now because this is where the action gets interesting. Okay? You go to the front, all the way to the front, okay? And us disciples, you Greeks stay back a bit. Us disciples will go this way, okay? Yeah. Okay. Now this is interesting, okay? Because what happens is now Philip and Andrew, Theo, that's you. Can you come forward, Theo? Okay. So Theo, you're with Russell. You're Philip and Andrew. So first, I can't remember which gets addressed first, so I'm just going to pick one. So first, who's a representative from the Greeks? Micah, come over here. I need you to come. So Andrew, can you go closer to Jesus? Perfect. So Philip, Micah's coming over to you, Theo, and he's saying, "We want to see Jesus."
Jesus.
Right. So Jesus is traveling with a lot of his Jewish disciples, but there's some people that are non-Jews that are also saying, "Hey, we've heard a lot about this Jesus guy. We want to see him. Can we go see him?" And Theo, you are looking around and you're thinking, "Where did Jesus go?" So then you got to go to Andrew and you got to say, "Hey, Andrew, people want to see Jesus, some Greeks."
"Where did you want to see Jesus?"
"Okay, I'll go get him."
Yeah, so you're going to go. And then you know what? Let's just all come up ahead. So we're all kind of going and trying to find Jesus. Everybody's kind of here. If you want to, Hannah, go right to the center, that's great. Okay, so now Jesus, this is an interesting part. Let's all come forward. Now Jesus is holding this grain of wheat in Jesus's hand, right? Yeah, that's perfect. And Jesus looks at the crowds and he looks at his disciples. And then he has a new teaching for them, a new story. Okay, so listen closely because we're going to look at this grain of wheat head. Now, listen to what Jesus says next. Jesus says, "Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth, it remains only a single seed. But if it falls into the earth, it can produce much fruit." Now, is Jesus right about that? Yeah, why? Why is Jesus right? The seed is going to make plants. That's right. But what if the seed just stayed What if you just held the seed in your hand and just kept it there? Or put it in a box? And soil for it to go in. That's right. So that's really interesting. So Jesus was telling this story to his disciples in the crowds. Why? Why do you think Jesus was just wanting to teach some good farming tips? Farming tips with Jesus. Is that what he was wanting to do? So what do you think he was doing? Here, come forward a bit. Why do you think Jesus chose that lesson to teach? Yeah, Russell. Okay. Yeah, so we were walking past a field of wheat, and Jesus saw that, and he thought, hey, there's a lesson in this grain of wheat that I want to teach. So how about we all, if you could come closer, can you come closer for a second and sit down? And I'm going to suggest a couple of things to you that I think Jesus is trying to tell his disciples about this grain of wheat. Okay, so here it is. I think that first Jesus was talking about himself being like a grain of wheat. And I think I like to imagine that all those memories that Jesus had, that everything that he had done in his life before that, remember all the healings and all the amazing teaching? I think he liked to think of that as like his seed being dropped into the earth. So the way he lived, the way he treated others was like a seed dropped into the earth. And the second thing is, I think that Jesus wanted his disciples and the crowds too to think of themselves like seeds, like their actions and the things they say as like seeds that fall into the earth and can produce a lot of fruit that can make good changes in our world. What do you think about that? Does he think that makes sense? Yeah, Landon gets it. He's like, I'm a seed, and he falls. So I want to challenge you this week to think of yourself in your actions and in your words as being like a seed that can make a difference in the world, that can show the world God's love, okay? Let's pray together. God, help us to be like grains of wheat, seeds planted and nurtured by you, so that given to the world, we can grow up to produce the fruit of love and peace in our homes, schools, and all the places we go. Amen. Okay, little seeds, you can go back to your seats.
So the story that Zach shared with the children is found in the book of John, chapter 12. So I'll read the scripture reading from verses 20 to verses 33. Now, among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. He went on to say, Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour. No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered, this voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. As our hymn of preparation, let's sing together in the hymnal voices together, number 302, Unless a Grain of Wheat.
Sometimes I think that these parables and stories are just good enough on their own, and we don't need to add extra commentary, but nonetheless, there's so much packed into that scripture reading for this morning. Thank you, Greg, for reading it. So much we could talk about, and yet this morning, as we've already guessed, maybe we're honing in on this theme of the grain of wheat. This morning's experiencing the story time and our scripture drew us right into those agricultural themes of Jesus's teaching. Seeds, soil, planting, farmers, fruit, wheat crops. These are all important objects, characters, and settings for Jesus as he teaches about God, God's kingdom, his calling, and the calling of those who wish to follow him. as we overheard the teaching on the grain of wheat that Jesus gave to his disciples while they were surrounded by the crowds of onlookers and followers. Maybe you were recalling other similar parables that Jesus had given. Think of the parable of the sower, for example. A parable about seeds sown on rocky ground. Oh, it's okay, Jaron, you can blank the screen for now. That'll come later. I'm noticing people getting distracted. Think of the parable of the sower, for example. A parable about seeds sown on rocky ground among thorns, and then finally those seeds planted among good soil. In that parable, the seed is the word of God, and the soil, you could say, represents our world, our communities, our families, or our individual selves. The potential of seeds vary, Jesus says in that parable, depending on the soil that it has been planted in. Is it good soil, ready and receptive to receive the seed of the word and grow it with deep roots? Or is it nutrient deficient soil, lacking what is necessary to produce robust growth? In yet another parable, Jesus talks of the kingdom of heaven as being like a sower who planted good wheat seed in his field. But when everyone was asleep, an enemy sowed bad seed, and weeds grew up among the wheat, awaiting the day when the wheat could be separated from the weeds and placed in the barn. Jesus had a fondness, it seems, for using the images of sowing seeds, of the soil and of the wheat crop, to teach about the deep truths of God, about ourselves, our communities, and our world. This morning, in Jesus' teaching about the grain of wheat, however, we encounter a bit of a new emphasis. Emphasis that it seems Jesus deemed necessary given the hour that he found himself in. As he looked on ahead, down the road that his journey seemed to be taking him, he knew that he needed to give yet another teaching about what it takes for the kingdom of God to really take root in the world. What it takes for the wheat field of God to sprout. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, it remains but only a single seed. Jesus was one seed, a powerful and potentially bountiful seed of God. But his power and the fruit of his ministry could not remain alone. It could not be for his fame or his power or for his security or for his longevity. He had already rejected those options during his temptations in the desert. The power and the fruit written into the very life of Jesus, like the potential locked in a seed, could only be fully unlocked as it was given for the world. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, it remains only a single seed. But what if it falls? What if it falls and breaks open? What if it lets go in order to rest in the dark soil of God's care? What if it is given for the life and the well-being of others? What then? It bears much fruit, Jesus says. This, like many other of Jesus' teachings, is a hard lesson, but one that I think is very relevant today in a world bent on destruction that comes again and again through our insatiable desire to secure for ourselves our well-being at the cost of the well-being of others. Too often we want to remain to be secure as the single seed we are, whether we conceive of that single seed as our individual selves, our family, or our church community. Too often, I think we want to run from the vulnerability that it takes to fall into the soil, to be covered and watered, because we know it will break us open. We know it will likely be hard or scary. At Jesus' prompting, this morning. We have been invited to think about him as the seed of God who grows fruit in the world and in us. And we've been invited to think about ourselves as the seed of God called to bear much fruit. I want to invite us to engage together in an embodied exercise to help us know ourselves as seeds of God and to help us listen for and discern the calling of God on our lives as we follow Jesus. In just a moment, I'm going to put two questions on the screen. Jaron, now's the time that can come. And you can think about these questions. You're welcome to think about other things about the grain of wheat. You don't need to use these if you have other things ruminating in your brain right now. Think about this time as an open space of encounter for you to meet God as you learn from Jesus. What we're going to do is we're going to take a minute to sit with these questions or with whatever questions are in your mind. And then I'm going to invite everyone to come to the front. I'll bring this tray up to the front here. And to take a couple of wheat seeds in your hand and pick a plot. There's about 50 little plots there. Should be enough for everyone. And then plant your seeds. Maybe you want to bury the seed a bit in the soil. And during this process, Laura and Melody will lead us in singing a song that is fairly new to us. The song is called Seeds. And the lyrics remind us that we are seeds covered by God's love and given to be servants in the world. So we'll have Melody play it through musically a couple of times, and then we'll sing it through a number of times as long as the seed planting process takes. So as the music begins, you're invited to come to the front and take a couple of those wheat seeds and plant them in the planter. And once the planting is done, I will draw this ritual to a close with a blessing. friends of God, followers of Jesus Christ, we are the seeds of God. Together, as we seek to live the love of Jesus, may God produce much fruit in and through us. May it be so. Amen.